Good evening, everyone. Good to be here. At this time especially, it's great to be in church where we can remember and celebrate the reason for the season, that we can focus our eyes on Jesus amidst all the stuff that's going on in the busyness of life and all the really good things that are happening. This is the reason we celebrate Christmas, to talk about Jesus, and everything tonight has been pointed towards him. And it's been great to have lots of readings and carols and our singers all pointing towards Jesus. The kind of theme that we've been looking at in Bethany at this time of the year is light of the world. And it's been mentioned tonight a couple of times. And tonight I'm going to talk a little bit more specifically on the theme of follow the light. Follow the light. So let me ask you a question. Has there ever been a time when you have been somewhere really, really dark? You couldn't really see anything, and you needed a light to show you where to go. I'm sure there has. I'm going to tell you a story about a time at camp. It must have been 5 or 6 years ago. Some of the probably senior boys were there, and some of our junior EBR leaders. And we were at, I think it was Watertop Farm up in Ballycastle. And we were spending the day there. It was a brilliant day, and there was an obstacle course in the play park. And I was saying to the boys, come on, we'll go around the obstacle course. Let's be brave, you know. And there's some ropes and some higher stuff. And it was great. And we were encouraging the boys to go around this obstacle course. And I thought, being a good leader, I've got to lead by example here. And there was a scary tunnel, right? And this tunnel wasn't built for adults, let's say. It was not that I'm the biggest guy in the world, but it was built for children. But I'd kind of gone so far with the boys, and I thought, it was a wee bit scary. Some of the boys, I think Ollie was a bit scared, and maybe some other ones. It was a bit dark for him. And I said, it's all right, I'll go first. So I crawl in this tunnel. It looked a wee bit dark and a wee bit small from the outside. But from the inside, it was really dark, and it was really small, and it was wet, and it was smelly, and it was terrible. It was terrible. But I was already in it, so I was crawling through the tunnel, and I thought, I can't even turn around because it was too tight. It wasn't that I was being brave. There was no option but to go straight through. And it was pitch black, and it was wet and mucky, and I was shouting and screaming and probably crying a bit, just trying to get through this tunnel. And there was a kind of corner, and as I was crawling, I saw through the corner of my eye the light at the end of the tunnel as I went around the corner, and that was the moment I knew I can actually do this. I can get to the end. It was a horrible experience, but as I saw the light at the end of the tunnel, that's what I followed to get out. And as I did that, yes, it looked a little bit like this. It's a good photo of that. As I got out, I followed the light. And then the best bit was all the other boys that were coming through experiencing the same thing as I was safely on the other side. But we all made it, and it was a good experience. But yeah, at the time, it was terrible. But I followed the light, and that's what got me through. If you're in trouble or you're lost, very often a light is the thing that can save us. Have a little think for me. Can you think of an example of a time when a light can show us the way to go or can help us when we're lost or we need help? Anyone can shout out or tell me. Maybe, yes, Evie, what do you think? When can a light help us? A what?
A torch.
A torch? Exactly right, a torch. Great one. Any other examples? Yes, sorry. A reading light. Brilliant. Excellent. So here we have a torch. I initially thought of the one on the left, but then I thought more and probably thought, actually, the one on the right is the torch we would use now, isn't it? If we need some help. So I thought of a torch. Another one I thought of was a flare. So maybe if you're out at sea and you're lost, you can use a flare, and it can show people where you are if you need some help. I also thought about a lighthouse. Maybe if you're in a ship, the lighthouse can guide you in, show you where to avoid with the rocks, show you where the land is, where the harbour is. A lighthouse can guide us in the dark. I also thought about emergency exit light or a fire escape. If you are in the dark, this would be amazing to get you out. But if you've stayed over at crossroads, you'll know these aren't so amazing when you're trying to sleep at night and it sears into your brain. It's so bright. Now, if it was an emergency in the middle of the night, it would be brilliant to show me where to go, but usually it's not, and it's just annoying when we're trying to sleep. But these lights show us where to go whenever we need them. I've got one more question. Oh no, gonna go back. Right, you didn't see that. There's two examples I can think of in the Bible. On my laptop, they're hidden, but here we go. There's two examples in the Bible of times that people, well, there's probably a few, but there's two I thought of that people followed a light. Can you think of a time when people in the Bible followed a light? What do we think? Zach? Who followed a light in the Bible? The wise men, they did. The wise men, and they follow the star to find Jesus. And there's another example. If you were quick on the screen or your good Bible knowledge, you might know. This is an Old Testament example. You can be older, you don't have to be a child, answer. Who knows another person or group of people that followed a light in the Bible to get to where they needed to go? And you probably know it, but I'm going to give someone else a go, Zach. But just to give someone else a go. No one else knows it. Elijah? Oh, yes! Well done, there was a fire. That's a good clue to some of the adults that don't know. There was a fire, a pillar of fire. Who followed a pillar of fire? You can shout it out. Yes, the children of Israel. They followed a pillar of cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night when they were in the wilderness to know where they had to go. And we have our wise men following the star to get to Jesus. These are some great examples from the Bible of people that followed the light to get to where they needed to go. Light is a great thing to show us where we need to go. Light is mentioned loads of times in the Bible, over 200 times, in fact. And it shows you how important it is that it says it so many times. If you believe in God and you follow God, then we're called to strive to live in the light. If you've been saved by Jesus, we have moved from darkness into the light. And I'm just going to look at a few words from Ephesians chapter 5 to talk a little bit about light. It says, "Don't participate in the things these people do. For once you were full of darkness, but now you have light from the Lord. So live as people of light. For this light within you produces only what is good and right and true. Take no part in the worthless deeds of evil and darkness. Instead, expose them, for the light makes everything visible. This is why it is said, 'Awake, O sleeper, rise up from the dead, and Christ will give you light.'" And if you are a Christian, it's not that you're perfect. It's not that you've never done anything wrong. It's not that you're not tempted to do things that are wrong. But this passage tells us it's Christ, it's Jesus that gives us light. We don't do it on our own strength, but we have to look to the source, and we get our help straight from the source of light that is Jesus. Only Jesus can free us from the darkness that consumes us. If that light of Jesus is in us, then we're called to run away from places of darkness, run away from sin that can easily entangle us and trip us up. And as we reflect on this time of year, about the light of the world that was born, let us ask Jesus to fill us each day with his light. And it's not just a light that kind of lights up the inside of us, the dark places inside of us. It should overwhelm us. The light should overflow out of us into the lives of the people around us, into the situations around us. We are called to bring light into the darkness around us. We are called to be those light bearers and reflect the goodness of Jesus into the light, or into the darkness, into the place around us. If you're a Christian, that's our call, to share that good news and to overflow with the light that comes from Christ. And at the beginning, we looked at some examples of lights that can help us to follow them if we're not sure where to go. And maybe at the minute, maybe tonight, you're feeling a little bit lost. You don't really resonate with this. You think, I don't know if I feel that light. Maybe you just don't really know what direction to go in life. You maybe feel a wee bit aimless. You just don't really know what path to take, and you've maybe got questions, or you're maybe just not sure at all what direction to go. The advice the Bible gives us is, if you're lost, follow the light. John chapter 8, verse 12, Jesus says these words, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but have the light of life." Read that again. "I am the light of the world. says Jesus. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. The Bible says that Jesus is the light. He gives life to all things, and he guides us if we are lost. Like a story of me in the tunnel, when it felt a bit dark and hopeless, when I saw the light, I knew that I was nearly there, and I knew what direction to go. The light of Jesus keeps us safe. It illuminates our path, and it shows us the direction that we should take. If you feel like your life lacks a little bit of purpose, or it lacks direction, following Jesus gives hope to our lives. Jesus came into this world, we celebrate it at Christmas time, as a baby, but he had a purpose of giving his life for us. We celebrate what Jesus has done for us, and we think about it especially at this time, as he came into the world, but he didn't come just as a baby, he came to grow up and to die on the cross in our place. Jesus came to pay for our sin because he loved us so much. He wanted to die in our place to pay the price that we should have paid. The Bible says that when Jesus died on the cross, that the whole land went into darkness for 3 hours. There was no light. The light of the world had been extinguished, but only temporarily. Jesus rose again from the dead, and now he offers you forgiveness. He offers you that light of life. If you put your trust in him, then you will receive that light. If you know Jesus tonight, then we're challenged to allow that light to shine through us into our community, into those around us. If you don't know Jesus tonight, let me encourage you to put your trust in him and follow the light. Let me pray. Father God, we thank you for the light of the world that came in to our broken, sinful, dirty, dark world at Christmas time. And he walked around and he mixed with people and he was full of light. We thank you that Jesus died on the cross for us to pay for our sins. We thank you that if we trust in you, Father, if we say sorry for what we've done and acknowledge you as Lord, that you will bring that light into our life and it will illuminate everything in our life. It will shine out of us and will help us as Christians to shine into the lives of others and to share that light. And pray for anyone here who doesn't know you, Jesus. I pray that they will desire that light and they will look to you to fill their life and give them direction. Help us, Father, even as a Christian or not a Christian or wherever we are, when we feel lost, when we feel like we want to take our own path, when we don't know where to go, help us look to you and follow the light. Help us follow you, Jesus, in all that we do. And we thank you for everyone here, and we pray your blessing over them this Christmas time. Amen.